RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What do you say?
The cold beer drinker. I got the Dallas on my pop top finger.
How many songs about beer?
Ready to roll. Come on, man.
See, this is the kind of song that you idiots from Chester County all sit around, make a pretend you're from down south. You're not from down south. You're from Chester County.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Makes you want to crack a cold one.
You always want to crack a cold one. There's
not
no
during the
point
week
at which you don't want to crack a cold one.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Beer's good.
This sucks.
Beer's good.
That song sucks.
It's kind of like, you know how people hate Nickelback?
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
I mostly agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's sometimes that bad country hits.
Who
hits. That's Luke Bryan. Oh, who is total fraud now. Back in the day, Prime Luke Bryan was a problem.
Why is he a fraud now?
Yeah, why is he a fraud now?
I just think his music's bad now. Oh. He had a good run there.
Okay.
And then he fizzled out. It happens.
Too many songs about
artists,
beer?
Yes. Yeah.
How many songs about ice cold beer?
Dude, so I was looking through my one playlist today.
Or your pickup truck.
In an ice cold beer.
Blue jeans. Beer.
Pickup truck. And I brought my
fishing
dog.
He's going to say, don't forget the dog.
The dog. And it's always
and
a golden retriever.
Drinking a beer.
No poodles.
I'm singing a song. And I'm singing it. I brewed it. Singing a song. God, it's so embarrassing.
Love it.
It's the WIP afternoon show. And I
put you in a good mood.
It does not put me in a good mood. We will have Nick Sirianni's press conference for you in a moment, the coach's press conference sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark Strueler's Dreaming of Another Chip. Make her feel like I almost sung that like a country
you
song.
Did. Why'd you go back to the accent?
Here it is. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond rings from Mark's Jewelers. On rings. Online on marks-jewelers.com. Did you like Nick Sirianni yelling in the tunnel after the game? 66% say no. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Furry Bruce. Oh, damn it, Bruce.
Oh. Do we put this on Buzz?
Always.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Bruce could have been waiting since 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Lou in Newtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Three Lous?
Yes, just another yeah. Lou. What's up, Lou?
I thought I was going to be the third in a row.
Almost. Anyway. Well, very close.
Very close. I would say this is more of a Bills loss than an Eagles win. That fourth and one should have been 3 points for the Bills. And then going for two for the win at the end instead of going to overtime, it just feels more like a Bills loss than an Eagles win. A win nonetheless, but I'm not as excited as Nick Sirianni.
Well, you're not going to go for it on fourth and one when you're – I mean, you're not going to kick a field goal from the one-yard line when you're down by 13 points.
It doesn't change the math. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've always followed always take the points philosophy.
Yeah, I'm with you most of the time on that. Yeah, yeah.
And when was that? Was that still in the third quarter?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. End of the third.
Now, here's
a lot of teams left to play down 13.
Sure.
Well, the other thing to remember, Lou, is they had a backup kicker in there who, you know, they've had him in there for a couple weeks. They cut him today. He had an extra point blocked. If you're McDermott, who I also think probably should have been fired three times already over the last few years, but if you're him and you're worried about the kicker and you're down 13 points, I can understand the idea of going for a touchdown there. I get it. Like, I understand.
Yeah, but this is the NFL. This isn't high school football.
Well, you got to believe a lot of coaches would have gone for that there. I'm not saying every coach would have. Imagine if that's us, do you think we're kicking a field goal there or going for it?
I think we're going for it.
It depends on the outcome with this city, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, to your point about the Bills losing it rather than the Eagles winning it, I think there are some times when the other team is such a comedy of errors that that happens. But I don't think you can say that when you have an offense in the Bills' offense. It was missing. Look, Allen was a little hurt, missing a player, whatever. Still a top five offense in the NFL that you shut down for 53 minutes of the game. Like, and not by accident, you know, by dominating them. So I think there are sometimes if the Bills had a bunch of penalties or a bunch of stupid, but that's not what the Bills did.
Right.
I think there's enough there to not say that the Bills just blew that game. I agree with you. I would have kicked the extra point, not knowing,
and gone into overtime.
But again, Josh Allen missed a wide open Khalil Shakir on that as well, and that isn't. That's not the Bills losing it. It's their quarterback not making a play. And if Jalen had done that, we would have all crushed Jalen for that. You know, we wouldn't have said that, you know, we gave away the game. I think that plays on Josh Allen, who's part of the team.
He's not in that position if they do take the points, right? Again, if they
were
down
35
points, then, yeah, you need six. Right,
but I guess.
Listen, it's a fair. It's a fair. I mean, I think with Spike and I, we just disagree that it was. I mean, you're not giving the Eagles any credit for winning the game. You're basically saying the Bills lost the game.
Well, I did watch the second half, or at least I listened to the second half.
Yeah, but
there's two halves to a game, though.
They dominated the first half. Right? They dominated the first half. Yeah,
so they don't get credit for that. How about the defense dominated for three and a half quarters?
I don't disagree with any of that, but
okay.
I still do think that this is a McDermott loss for those two decisions.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate the call, though.
I change his mind.
Yeah, right. It's a fair point. I think there are certain situations where the other team, makes so many dumb mistakes that you could say that we were handed one. I don't think we were handed one yesterday.
No.
And I'm not somebody who walked away from that game super enthused. I thought it was a good win.
We all felt fortunate they won it.
Yes.
Yeah, we all felt fortunate they won it.
Got a little lucky at the end.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Got a little lucky at the end. Yep. But you say that Allen wouldn't have been in that position if this, that, or the other. Also, the Eagles wouldn't have been in position to win a game by the skin of their teeth if they hadn't dominated defensively for most of the game. They wouldn't have been in that position to win the game by the skin of their teeth if they hadn't had a good offensive first half. So,
or if the refs weren't terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. This is supposed to be a league where you're protecting quarterbacks. That hit on Jalen on the sideline, I don't care if he had a half a toe in bounds. He had a clear foot out of bounds and got smashed over there. Got smashed over there. Man, I've seen that play called against defenses a million times where you're saying you could have avoided that hit on him and you didn't avoid the hit, so it's unnecessary roughness. He's clearly going out of bounds. He's not trying to sneak and get an extra yard. He's clearly going out of bounds, and you got a hit on him, and the ref was standing there, and if you rewatch it like I did today, the ref thought about throwing the flag.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he reached for it.
Oh, he should have totally thrown the flag.
He definitely reached for it.
He got
and leveled. It's on the damn Eagles sideline.
Yeah. Like Mahomes gets that call.
Yes.
The guy gets kicked out of the game if he puts that hit on Mahomes.
Yeah, I think there are – for NFL refs, I think, are having a tough year. There are so many
bang, bang
of
plays.
Those judgment calls that it seems like, to your point, it just seems like there's not enough consistency on them.
That's what it is.
Like, I think they could get rid of a lot of that offensive and defensive pass interference by calling it all the time. Mm-hmm. As soon as the offensive player puts his hand on the defensive player, if they just call that every time, and then as soon as the defensive player puts his hand on the offensive player, they just call it all the time, they can get rid of it. They clearly, I wonder if that is a change moving forward, because there's been, it doesn't seem like generally there's been as much passing offense the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I know the NFL likes passing offense.
They do.
I wonder if they clean that up, you know.
Trying to get offense extra yards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
want
so.
Want us to play defense with our hands tied behind our back.
Yes. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to bring out this Ike.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. You got to guard these wide receivers. They get all types of advantages already.
Yes.
It's the toughest position to play
other
than quarterback playing defensive back.
Oh, of course.
And, I mean, just take, for example, the game against the Cowboys where CeeDee Lamb is basically assaulting Cooper DeJean down the field. They call a defensive pass interference on Cooper.
Yeah. Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like I think they could clean it up, and if they cleaned it up, it would be a lot easier to call. The problem is it's subjective,
so what they think it is.
It doesn't seem like there's any guiding principle. It seems like some refs call some things and other refs don't call them.
I mean, that call against Quinyon, I don't know if you could play cornerback any better than what he did on that deep ball. He looked back for the ball. Yeah, it was some hand fighting with both of them, though.
Yeah, that's my point.
And it's supposed to be the defense is supposed to get the benefit of the doubt as long as he's looking back to make a play on the ball.
Right.
And that's what he was doing, which is much different than the dude who held, Tre'Davious White, who held A.J. Brown's
arm down
the whole damn time.
215-592-9494.
AJ, I need you to sell that a little bit more, too, buddy.
He could have done that.
I mean, my goodness.
He could, you know.
Do some flail.
Watch
something.
Some James Harden or
Embiid.
LeBron does it. Trae Young.
Flopping?
Do the head
thing. That's a little flop.
Do the head thing.
Yes.
Your head to go back, you know.
I agree.
Furry Bruce, you're on WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ike, Spike, and Jackie Baseball.
Oh! Oh!
What's up, Fred Bruce?
Hey. Yo, Ike, my brother's listening, yes. Man. He put in a personal request with some Ike juice on his victory.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Brothers was ready. Juice.
Hey, man, look, I tell you, you know, I'm glad that y'all were talking about some of those calls. That, you know, I call that game, that was the Roger Goodell, Buffalo Bills hater game. Those referee calls were insane, and
the league's always out to get the Eagles, Bruce.
No one likes us. They don't care.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And no, and I tell you, it was just really something. But just to talk, I'm just not going to thrive on that too long. But just to talk about this game, you know, I'm so happy, I'm so proud of the Eagles in the way they played that game, because under all the conditions, you know, they went up there. And they did what they needed to do. Now, again, the second half issue of the lack of offense is something that needs to be talked about. I don't understand, like, with the use of, and the lack of use of Tank Bigsby. We had a signing, I think it was in the second quarter. They used him for a series or two. And when things are not working, this is the thing that really just gets me about the staff.
Yesterday was Will Shipley's day.
Oh, you work at two.
Two okay. Carries too much, by the way.
A couple of them. But the defense and the special teams, aside from the from the mistakes, I think they really saved the game for us. But I just don't. They need to figure out how to come up with some different plays to avoid being in a funk. Because see, here's the problem. Now I know on two of those series they were backed up. Got that. But. This is not sustainable because our defense is going to break. They're going to break in the playoffs. Maybe not in the first game, but in the second game. And I just don't see where the strategic thinking and planning and making adjustments against good teams, they're still failing at that. And I don't know what we're going to see getting into the divisional round.
Sorry, Bruce, we got to put you on hold. Here is Coach Nick Sirianni.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time for us today. We'll kick things off with John McMullen and then go to Dave Zangaro.
Hey, Nick. There's been a few times this year, where you've had an efficient half offensively and then an inefficient one. After you watched the film yesterday, any themes coming across when that does happen?
Yeah, you know, we watched the tape from yesterday, graded the tape, went through it, offense, defense, special teams. That's something that's on our, we're going to watch all those in conjunction with each other, today, tomorrow, to kind of look at some of those things right there. I think, again, at the end of the day, we got to do a better job putting them in position to succeed. We got to do a better job executing. It's never just one thing, but that's something we're going to study, and we have been studying, but we'll put it all together here again later today, tomorrow.
We'll go to Dave and then Tim McManus.
And Nick, now that you know the situation with seeding in the NFC, what's your plan for week 18? And if you can you take us into the background of how you make a decision like that?
Yeah, I guess it's really still, there's still things up in the air as far as seeding goes, right? I mean, it's still, it's pretty similar to where we were last week. You know, what you end up going through is obviously we've done it both ways. We've done, we've had opportunities to rest. We've had opportunities to continue to get a better seed and played. So really, I don't think, you know, your process, you go through your process, you go through all those different things, but every season's a little bit different. Every team's a little bit different. We'll end up doing what we think's the best for the team. And that, you know, as we go through our process, and we're still thinking through that. You know, that's not a decision I have to make today, or even tomorrow. It's just something that you have to go through the process of making it. And so again, at the end of the day, we'll do what we feel is best for the team. I know there'll be debate about, you know, whatever it is that we do, but you know, that's why we have to go through our process, and do what we feel is best to help our team, you know, moving forward.
We'll go to Tim and then Ruben Frank.
Hey, Nick, Jalen has had two different second halves this season where he threw for 0 yards, but you guys won both of those games. Just trying to make sense of that. Is that something that is, I know you don't want 0 yards, but is that sort of part of the formula, or are you looking at it as something that needs to get rectified?
Yeah, you know, obviously, like I said to you guys yesterday, like being up 13-0 at half is not, I mean, you'd rather be up 13-0 than be down 13-0, obviously, but by no means are we ever saying, hey, that's good, you know, take your foot off the pedal. Like, we're trying to press still and go and continue. You don't start thinking about that until well into the fourth quarter of when you start to get into type of football where you're, and it's not even taking your foot off the gas, where you're using clock and doing things like that. Again, we just all have to, you know, I have to do a better job in that second half to, you know, to allow us to be in those positions. You know, I think that we weren't efficient first, second down, and then we had obviously had a hard time there on third down. And when you get into those where you're having some three and outs, you know, when drives don't extend, obviously your yards are coming way down, your efficiency is coming way down, all those things are happening. And so I think it makes it look like, you know, we had a very limited amount of plays, but, you know, we weren't executing, we weren't putting them guys in positions to succeed to allow drives to start so we could get into that. Again, you never want no passing yards, obviously. And obviously we didn't have very many rushing yards either, so it was everything. It wasn't just, you know, the passing game. We just weren't efficient enough on offense, and we all share in that, you know, execution, coaching, everything.
We'll go to Ruben and then Brooks Cubino.
Hey, Nick, you guys have the best road record in football since you got here in 2021. What goes into having success on the road from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot, obviously, great communication has to happen on the road. And we had some communication. We had a couple things where, you know, communication that got us yesterday. So it's not like we were perfect. You always are trying to be perfect in that aspect. But, you know, communication and executing in the crowd noise is huge. Whether you're home or whether you're away, I think it always comes down to fundamentals, you know, and playing together as a football team and playing, you know, with relentless effort. And having, you know, I think another thing about, you know, where, you know, having the road record that we do, I think that's a product of really good players and good coaches. And so, you know, it's everything that goes into that. But good mental toughness, I think that really signifies your mental toughness too, to be able to go and, like, we experienced some highs and some lows yesterday, and we were able to continue to be relentless in our approach, handling ups and downs. You know, they ended up making a critical mistake in the game, and we didn't, which was ended up being the difference in that game. So again, coming down to fundamentals. So Yeah, but just great resilience by the guys, you know, in that, and we prepare for that as coaches and players.
We'll go to Becky. Brooks and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Nick, I wanted to ask you about some of those plays that you were trying to get out of in that last stretch in the second half. I mean, you guys put in Dallas Goedert and a couple of I formation looks, and seems like you get the nickel to stay on the field, but you ran away from him twice. I'm sure to strategy you keep those things in-house, but I'm just curious what strategy you're kind of pursuing in general in those things, or at the very least, are you getting what you want out of those looks execution-wise?
You know, you're saying when we brought him home and he was in the two-back set?
Yeah, he was
your two-back. Yeah, you know, again, anytime you have different formations in the game, you want to be able to attack multiple ways, whether it's strong side, weak side, play action, drop back. You're always thinking through that. And, you know, yesterday we had a couple of plays with that set that we had success on, and we had a couple that they got us. That's football. You obviously want to be successful on every single play that you have. But it's so important that for us as coaches to be meshing things together. And even though you may have them meshed together on your call sheet, you also got to get them called within the game to keep the defense off balance. So, one play, they're in one coverage. And had we had them in the other coverage, which you're making educated guesses out there as coaches, you know, and they're educated guesses, but, had we had him in the other coverage on the one, you know, a little bit bigger of a play. And if we had him other coverage on the other one, would have been a little bit bigger play. But, you know, that's football. And you got to be able to block and react to every different look that you can possibly get. There's, you know, the amount of plays that you have in a game plan and the amount of different things that the defense can do to you are endless. So that's why you're just trying to make best educated guesses as you go. And sometimes you call the perfect play and sometimes you don't. And that's just the way it goes, you know, because they're getting paid on the other side as well.
We'll go to McClain and then Bo Wolf.
Nick, it looked like on a number of the runs in the second half that you guys are running in the heavy boxes with unfavorable numbers. Did you feel like you guys should have gotten out of some of those calls? And what can Jalen do, to audible there? And the follow-up there would be, you know, is the fact that you guys are getting to the line so late and later than any team in the NFL, is that crippling his ability to change the play?
Yeah, the amount of time that you have up at the line of scrimmage is critical. And so, again, we're continuing to press our operation. We haven't had a pre-snap penalty in a couple weeks, but, you know, we continually want to get better there. You know, there are different plays and Jalen there are different plays within our system that Jalen can get to different things. There are plays that are call and run it plays. And even though you sometimes have a heavy box, you don't want the defense always dictating to you what you have to do. And so even when you have a heavy box, sometimes there's different variations of how you can block that box. You know, I know sometimes it is, Jeff, a true number count, but sometimes it is, you know, hey, you're booking somebody on the backside and you're counting on him having to run through a bunch of junk to make the play, and sometimes you're reading him. And so there's different ways that you can account for heavy boxes. And sometimes it is, like I said, like you said, to check out of it. But you can't be extreme in any one of them. There's a time and place for each one of them. They all have to be part of our thought process as coaches to prepare Jalen to go out and execute. And Jalen, you know, does a really good job of seeing it on the field and helping us get in and out of good plays. And we'll continue to use him to help us do that because I think he's outstanding at what he sees on the field and being able to get us into the right checks.
We have time for two more, so we'll go to Bo and finish with Zach Berman.
Hey, Nick, the end of the Washington game, there was that fight, and then Dan Quinn had some words about, you know, we'll see those guys again soon. I'm curious if that is at all a part of your calculation as you go through the process of deciding whether to play the guys on Sunday.
No, again, like we talked about, like, and no, I respect this team. I respect the game of football. I respect Coach Quinn and all his players there way too much to ever do anything where we thought we were doing anything wrong in that situation. So I have the utmost respect for this football team that we're about to play. We'll do what's best for our football team in every aspect. You can't think about anything else other than that. And so that's what we'll do as we continue to think through this thing.
Thank you.
We'll finish with Zach here.
Hey, good afternoon, Nick. If I can follow up on that and on Dave's question, if the number two seed is reasonably possible as it is, I guess why would you not go for it? What's the reason not to play?
Yeah, again, we've had different scenarios. I think sometimes, again, you know, we don't know what we're doing yet, right? Or you guys don't know what we're doing yet. We're leaning and we're getting all the information and going. But this is a marathon of a season. And I look back, and I guess to say why would we not play? Because that's your question. I said if I look back and how beneficial some of the buys that we've had have been, right? That's part of the reason why you think through it, right? It's a marathon of a season. You give your guys some rest. You get some time to think through some different things, even though you're preparing for an opponent as you go. Both times that I've been here that we've been to the Super Bowl, we've had that opportunity for a bye. And that's 22 and obviously 24. In 21, we created ourselves a bye as well. You had the opportunity to do that. Now it didn't, we didn't go to Tampa and win because we didn't win that game, obviously. And 23, we played a little bit in that aspect. And all these different scenarios, like you have a bunch of different scenarios. And yes, your seating's not locked down yet, but you are thinking, hey, can I put ourselves in the best position seating wise? But while also you're thinking to yourself how important, buys are and creating them if you don't earn the right for the first round buy. So, those are all things you got to think through and go through, because I think a lot of guys would say last year that, that was a big deal of being able to have the bye last year, a built-in bye last year to set us up for what we ultimately did last year.
I appreciate Thanks. That. That's the reason. Thank you.
No. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So there it is, Nick Sirianni's game after press conference. There is something important I want to ask you about there because it was touched on by Zach Berman at the end. But I think the most important thing to wonder is, should Rod Lakin fire James Seltzer for that jump in Buffalo?
Wow.
Should he lose his job over that? Do you think he could lose his job with cause?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You fire James Seltzer and that whole morning show goes to hell.
That would be a problem. That would obviously be a problem. Now Buzz is whispering in my ear he could do that job and jump on the table, but no. But seriously, no, should he fire him? No, I'm just kidding. So Coach Sirianni will not commit to playing the players on Sunday. And originally, so he had to answer the question basically three different times. I forget who asked it first, then Bo Wolf asked, and then Zach Berman asked as well. The first time he answered it, I thought he was just playing coy. I don't want to tell you, blah, 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 blah. But the more he got pressed on it, the more he was talking about the value of sort of a bye without a bye, because they're not going to have a bye in the first round.
Yeah.
I really believe they're considering not playing guys on Sunday. I think that would be an enormous mistake.
Yeah, I would not like that.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I mean,
well, I mean, because what if Chicago loses?
Right, right. And they could lose.
Yeah,
Point and a half favorite over Detroit.
You know, Detroit.
Detroit's not going to lay down.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't expect the Dan Campbell team to lay down, so I expect them to go out there and play and try to win that game. And maybe they feel like, I'm looking at the value of having the number two seed being more critical than the rest aspect. Because here's the thing. You're not resting 22 players.
You can't rest your whole offensive line.
So you're not
line.
Resting yeah. everybody. So right. somebody is playing Sunday, meaning of the starters.
Right.
They may not play the entire game or what have you, but the moment they step out on that field, they could be injured. So you're going to play them.
Right.
And going into a game with the mentality that you're just trying to play it safe and make sure you don't get injured, I'm never like that idea. So I'm not changing just for the sake of being different. I had this energy last year with them in the playoffs. I mean, in that last game, but obviously I wanted to see Saquon break that record. That didn't happen.
Ding.
And they went on and won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So that worked out for them. Didn't make them look any better against Green Bay.
No, they didn't look good against Green Bay.
That's my point exactly. Right, right. They didn't make them play any crisper or have an explosive offense or any of that stuff. Right? And so you have that. In other words, I'm saying you really can't control that. You think you can, but you really can't unless there's something that shows me that resting these players is automatically going to lead to wins in the postseason. I don't see how the opportunity to get the number two seed doesn't supersede that.
Yet,
the potentially having two home playoff games.
Potentially three.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, you're getting two at least to get to the NFC championship game.
I know this sounds obvious. If you have the two seed, there's only one team who can have a home game against you in the playoffs.
Yep.
There's only one team. Only one. That'll be San Francisco or Seattle. Only one team.
Yep.
So that means that it's a distinct possibility that if you get to the NFC Championship game, that game is at home. That game is at home. And here's the other thing on top of it. I would much rather play the Green Bay Pack. I know you. I know teams don't really think about this, but I would much rather play the Packers in the first round than have to play the Rams or the 49ers in the first round. I just the Packers are very injured team, have not been playing good football. I would much rather play the Packers, which you get from the two seed. And the thing, having home games, I'm sorry, in the NFL, it is an enormous advantage.
Especially in the postseason.
To have home games.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to go to, Chicago or, you know, I'd much rather have the Chicago game here.
Yeah, I agree. I just, I don't know. Then you wonder who's sitting versus who's not sitting.
Right. Because you can't sit the whole offensive line.
Like Saquon, you'd probably limit.
Okay.
Like,
well, Saquon, Jalen, AJ, Devontae.
Brady probably wants to get to 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah. He might as well sit Lane.
At this point, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is he ever going to play again?
Yeah. Also, you're just tempting the football guys. I know
that somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, it's just you're trying to be cute about this.
Yeah.
When there's still a chance to get the two seed.
And the two seed thing, it's not one of those things where they have a 3% chance for the two seed, where this team has to win and this team has to lose and this team. The only thing that has to happen is the Detroit Lions have to beat the Chicago Bears and you have to win. That's it.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions can beat the Chicago Bears. The Bears are a good team, but they are another team that has been a tightrope team all year long. To your point that you said earlier, there's no way that the Detroit Lions are going into that game not trying to win the football game. They're going to try to win the football game.
Yep.
So that's a realistic – the Lions are 1.5 underdogs. They're not 2-touchdown underdogs or anything. They can win that football. I think it would be an enormous mistake to sit guys on Sunday with the two – and imagine they sit guys, and God forbid the Bears lose, and then we lose.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you got players that are injured, I can understand that thought process.
Nakobe.
Yeah. If you got players that you want to use that extra week to get healthy, I totally get that. But sitting completely healthy players just for rest, you mean tell me A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith need rest? If you ask A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, I guarantee they would say no. And if Tanner's going to play, they probably would run to the damn field. You know I'm right.
Why is that, Ike?
Well, I'm just saying. I know y'all thinking it. You know damn well they'd be happy Sunday if Tanner's out there throwing the ball.
Oh, dude, you would have to put him in straitjackets.
AJ got 15 targets the last time he played with Tanner. You think they don't want to go out there and get their numbers?
Also getting cute is thinking that you can just go out there and win the football game without your starters.
Yeah.
You know that Washington is just going to lie down. Washington's not going to lie down either.
And Jalen's healthy.
Yes.
Again, I could see if they were dealing with some injuries.
Like, I'd sit Lane.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Lane and Nakobe.
Yeah.
Lane and Nakobe.
And if you want to sit, hell, if you want to sit, Landon's a little banged up.
Yeah.
Landon Dickerson.
Sure, anyone who's banged up.
Anybody that's banged up that you think needs
more
the
than normal football banged
up. Yeah, like, defensively.
I mean, Adoree's going to have to get out there. Keeley would have to get out there.
Yeah.
You know. Is Ja'Cory Bennett still on the Eagles?
Yeah, he is.
He's still there.
He's still on the Eagles. Yes.
Okay.
Man, gee, Jahad wants to play. Jahad's like, hell, I didn't play for 6 weeks. I'm resting.
He got his job
I'm ready to go. Yeah.
You see him out there flying around everywhere. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they progress through the week with this.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
I wonder if the line has changed at all based on what he just said.
I know.
With the line
you know,
was 7.5.
You know
and
who
half,
didn't
right?
like hearing that press conference? It's the commissioner.
I'm sure.
It's like, what do you mean? 425 game? You're talking about sitting everybody? And we just
425 game for the two seed.
Yeah, for the two seed, and you're going to sit everybody?
It's not. You're tempting the football gods. You're tempting the football gods.
So,
wild line now 8.5. Went from 7.5 to 8.5. So,
Eagles,
yeah.
No, Washington.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
Talking out loud instead of keeping those thoughts inside.
It's swinging from 7.5 Eagles to 8.5 Commanders. All right. 215-592-9494. I can't believe Elliott feels like he would be a rest the starters guy.
Oh, for he's always looking to get his players out.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it's Mr. Softy.
I can't believe Eagles fans wouldn't want the Eagles to go for the 2 seed on Sunday.
But they're out there though.
215-592-9494. Wow,
it's a few of them out there that are like, you need to rest the players. We can still beat Washington. See, that's the thing. They feel they can still beat Washington with the backups.
And what if you don't? Right? What if you don't?
The camera wants to sit the starters.
Really?
Yeah.
Not surprised at all. Yeah. Guy's been milking an ankle injury for 4 months.
Oh, yeah. And when does he even work?
It was good to see him.
He came in today, yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the great Donovan McNabb joins us. We will talk to Donovan about what he thought the difference between the first and the second half was, and also why he took such a mean shot at Josh Allen on Twitter. Completely unnecessary.
If anything, you should empathize with Josh.
Yeah. We are Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Don't stop that.
Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.